It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Willie and his Highlandmen came from the Carron side to steal awa Eppy Mory, for she wouldna be his bride. Out did come her mither, then it was a moonlit night. She couldna see her daughter, for the swords did shine so bright. Hands off of me, Willie, hold awa frae me. There's but one man in all Strathdon, shall wed it be with me, with me, shall wed it be with me. They've ta'en Eppy Mory then, on horseback bound her on. Then they rode to the minister's house as fast as horse could run. And Willie took a pistol out, said to the minister's priest, "It's marry me, minister, or else I'll be your priest, or else I'll be your priest."
"Hands off of me, good sir, hold awa frae me. It's I've no right to marry you, except she's willing as thee, except she's willing as thee."
They ta'en Eppy Mory since a wedding couldn't be, and they rode over Carronside as fast as horse could flee. Their mass was sung, bells were rung, and all were bound for bed, and Willie and Eppy Mory to one bed they were led. He took the shirt from off his back, his hat from off his head. He threw awa the chamber key, stood naked by the bed. He kissed her on the lily-white breast and pinned her shoulders down, but still she fought and still she spat and turned her back around. "Hands off of me, Willie, how do I fray me? Before I lose my maidenhead, I'll try my strength with thee, with thee. I'll try my strength with thee." All through the night they wrestled till the moon was o'er the hill, and Willie fought and Willie spat, but he couldna hae his will. 'Twas early in the morning with the rising of the sun, in come the maid with a good red wine and Eppy's shirt and gown.
Get up, young woman, now, and drink the wine with me."
"You might have called me maiden, but I'm still the same as thee."
"Too bad for you then, Willie, if you couldn't approve a man and tame the lassie's maidenhead, she would have had your hand."
"Hands off of me, lady, hold awa frae me. There's but one man in all Strathdon, shall wed it be with me, with me, shall wed it be with me." Then in did burst young John Forsyth with 24 men. Says, "Let the lady go, Willie, or you'll never rise again. Go get to me my horse," says she, "go get it like a man, and send me back to me mother, still a maiden as I can, I can, a maiden as I can." "The sun shines o'er the western hills by the lamplight o' the moon. Go saddle your horse, young John Forsyth, whistle and I'll come soon."
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. This is show number 301. This is the 14th annual Renaissance Festival Awards, and I am incredibly excited to be sharing all these wonderful, wonderful people with you. That song was Eppy Mory, performed by Brian Leo from A Bottle of the Best, Three Centuries of Scottish Folk Songs. Find out more at tinkersings.com. I got a chance to talk with Brian Leo before we recorded the show, and we were tossing some song ideas back and forth about what we could bring to make this show pretty special, and we decided that we were going to pick out some songs that showcased female artists, women in our community who have been amazing. Before we get started with all the different information, I also wanted to welcome our newest Patreon backers, Jason Pace and Timothy Hartman. Thank you, Jason and Timothy, for helping us, and to all of you out there who help us by telling your friends about the show, or supporting us on Patreon, or whatever you do, or just listening. We're great. We're grateful you're here. It's great to have you on board. So let's talk about what we are doing here for these. So let's talk about what these awards mean. This year, we had 17 different categories. These are categories ranging from dance troupes to vendors to all sorts of different ways to showcase different areas of the festival that we wanted to call out for special attention. We also had a nomination process this year that we hope helped streamline things a little bit. But overall, we had 5,272 votes cast, which is amazing response. Thank you so much to all of you who helped or told people about it. This is great, and we'll be bringing you those results shortly. One of the things that I really love about these awards is that it is completely a reflection of the community. We here at the podcast, we do not influence these votes. We do not pick who wins or who gets talked about or any of that. We do a Hall of Fame thing that's completely separate, but for these 17 categories, this is you. This is Rennies getting out there and talking about other Rennies. This is listeners telling people who love going to festivals about all these cool people that they think should be getting some recognition. So thank you to the 5,272 of you who decided to take time out of your busy days in order to help talk about some really, really cool and talented people. And we'll have those awards beginning right after our first music section of the show. Our next song that we're going to be playing for you is Bodge Is Real. This is performed by Nate Fire from Duck Feet Waddling. Find out more about them on CD Baby.
Fugly here. While I do like a good chuckle, let me set the kidding aside for a moment. I've been asked to tell you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a sponsor of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. Like many Renaissance fairs, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival not only brings these ideals to life, it brings them to you, their patrons. It's a living, interactive theater that encourages you to play along by simultaneously being a classroom and an entertainment medium. These are the very goals on which the status of sponsor rests. Plus, as an added bonus, they offer all sorts of unique shopping opportunities right before the Yuletide holidays. You can show your support in many ways. One, of course, is to visit the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. If you live far away, make a pilgrimage. If you're local, even better. If you like the music and the goals I have described here, you will be amazed. It's an incredible experience. The arts of the past and present will only survive into the future if we actively carry them there by supporting them in the here and now. So from those of us out here in the lanes, thank you for your continued patronage and support.
In a neat little town they call Belfast, apprenticed in trade I was bound, and many an hour of sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town. Till bad misfortune befell me and caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and relations, to follow the Black Velvet Band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. As I was out walking one evening, not meaning to go very far, I chanced on a pretty young damsel. She was plying her trade in a bar. A watch she took from a customer and placed it right into my hand. Then an officer put me in prison. Bad luck to the black velvet band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Next morning before judge and jury, what trial I was bound to appear. And the judge says to me, my dear fellow, the case against you is quite clear. And 7 long years is your sentence. You're going to Van Diemen's Land, far away from your friends and relations, to follow the Black Velvet Band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. So listen to me, all you fellows, I'd have you take warning by me, that whenever you're out on the liquor, beware of the pretty Colleen. She'll ply you with whiskey and porter until you're not able to stand. And the very next thing that you know, you're stranded in Van Diemen's Land. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
That was Black Velvet Band by Crimson Pirates from their album Putrid and Disgusting. Welcome to Searching for a Port, coming to you from the moat of the castle. If you have a wonder, I'd be Captain Jack Gonzo of ScoundrelsIn.com. Though we be in a bit of a doldrums, scuttlebutt-wise, we have managed to find a feud. On March 10th to the 11th, the Toast of Tortuga takes place at the Whispering Waters Farm in Washougal, Washington. This event is 21 and up. The following weekend, March 17th and 18th, in Hesperia, California, is the High Desert Pirate Renaissance Fair at Hesperia Lake Park. For today's lesson, with it being the month of love, I thought an oath would be appropriate. In fact, we shall give you two. These two options are meant to show you mean what you say, and you say what you mean. They are meant to show certainty and belief. They are, and this I swear, and upon my life. Examples being, I shall pay you on the morrow for mutton today, this I swear. Followed by, Drusilla, upon my life, I hardly know a more intoxicating and deadly woman as ye. Use them wisely. Now, if you be needing pirate music in your life, search no farther than ScoundrelsIn.com, where every week we have a live radio broadcast featuring the finest pirate music has to offer. And of course, all previous episodes are available. ScoundrelsIn, pirate music for the pirate life. Now, from their album, Running at the Slant, here are Off Keel with Dark Lady.
This one-eyed man named Baron Laban, me and a pirate had never been known, and he sailed on the Dark Lady. A ship strong and sound with a perilous crew, high on the mast the skull and the bones flew, fleet and swift was the Dark Lady. Every night the Baron would drink a toast and say yes to our lovely lady host. My one true love, her hair, the crew replied, and the Dark Lady sighed. Rich Spanish galleon was vaulted one night,
The Dark Lady's crew prepared for the fight, clash of swords.
Not a Spaniard survived it,
except for a maiden with dark eyes of old, found in the hall with the jewels and the gold. Levon laughed,
and he took her for ransom. Every night the Baron would drink a toast and say yes to your lovely lady host. My one true love, here the crew replies.
And the dark lady sighed. Girl Calazzo was a beauty quite rare. Each passing night, Levon couldn't bear his empty bed.
He brought her to his
Baron soon found he felt more than desire. His love for her grew and his heart filled with fire. He proclaimed
that they would marry. That night the Baron drank with jubilee. Said is to my lovely bride-to-be, my one true love, here the crew replies.
And the dark lady cried.
The following night a storm grew to sea. The lady saw her chance to be free of her rival,
the beauty Carlotta.
The ship steered herself to the heart of the gale. The waves swept the maiden out over the rail. Sweeping back
on an unfaithful lover. That night the lady drank a toast and said his to your lovely lady. Your one true love, no voices replied.
And the dark lady smiled. Now every night when a storm fills the sky, they say a ghost ship sails in its high fleet and swift.
Was the dark lady.
Ship strong in sound with a perilous crew. High on the mast, the skull and the bones flew, and the captain
gazes out to sea. Every night the Baron must drink a toast and say yes to our lovely lady host. My one true love, here the ghost crew replies.
And the dark lady smiles.
Special thanks to honorary minions Jesse Linder, Brad Boucher, and Mark Gunn. You can find out more about Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jesselinder.bard. How would you like to get more music, no ads, and special gifts from the Renaissance Festival podcast? Just become a podcast Patreon. Patreons are folks just like you who financially support the podcast. By contributing as little as a dollar for each show, you will be helping this podcast continue. Can go directly to patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That is patreon.com/renfestpodcast. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who are helping this podcast continue into its 12th year. And thank you for listening.
Chopping my tom of Bedlam, 10,000 miles I travel. Mad Martin goes on dirty tours to shoes from gravel. Steel icing, bonny boys, bonny mad boys, bedlam boys, a bonny. Well, they all go bare and they live by the air. No want no drink, no money. I now repent that ever poor Tom was so disdained. My oh, it's I've lost since him I've crossed, which makes me thus go chain it. Steel icing, bonny boys, bonny mad boys, bellum boys, a bonny. Well, they all go bare and they live by the air. No want no drink, no money. I went to Pluto's kitchen to beg some food one morning, and there I got souls piping hot, all on a spirit turning. Steel icing, bonny boys, bonny mad boys, bedlam boys, a bonny. Well, they all go bare and they live by the air. No what, no drink, no money. There I took up a cauldron, well boiled 10,000 harlots, the bowl of flame I drank the same, to the health of all such varlets. Steel icing, bonny boys, bonny mad boys, bedlam boys, a bonny. Well, they all go bare and they live by the air. And no want no drink, no money. My staff has murdered giants, my bag along I've carries, for to cut mince pies from children's thighs, where the witch to feed the fairies. Steel icing, bonny boys, bonny mad boys, bedlam boys, a bonny. Well, they all go bare and they live by the air. No want no drink, no money. A spirit hot as lightning that on the journey guide me. The sun did shake and the pale moon quake as soon as e'er they spied me. Steel icing, bonny boys, bonny mad boys, bedlam boys, a bonny. Well, they all go bare and they live by the air. And they want no drink, no money. No gypsy slut or dark say shall win my mad chum from me. I'll drink all night with the stars, I'll fight, and the fray shall well become me. Steel icing, bonny boys, bonny mad boys, bedlam boys, a bonny. Well, they all go bare and they live by the air. No want no drink, no money. So drink to Tom of Bedlam, don't fear the sea in barrels. I'll drink it all well brewed with gall, and I'm more than drunk on quarrel. Steel icing, bonny boys, bonny mad boys, bedlam boys, a bonny. Well, they all go bare and they live by the air. And they want no drink, no money.
That last song that you just heard was Tom of Bedlam, performed by the Bard O'Neill from Bard of the Mountains. Find out more about her at dianelynn.bandcamp.com. All right, it is time. We're going to do a few of these categories now. The first category we are going to be announcing is Jousting Troop. So in the category of Jousting Troop, the third most popular this year, the Knights of Valor. In second place, Knights of the Black Rose. And our top Jousting Troop of the year is the Jousters. In the category of Merchants, in third place, we have Catskills Mountain Moccasins. Second place, Dragon's Breath Glassworks. And our most popular merchant of the year, Son of Sandler. And our third category, Musical Stage Act. Our third most popular this year, Clan Tinker. Second most popular musical stage act, Shakespeare Approves. And our most popular stage act, musical stage act of the year, is Tartanic. Now let's listen to a little bit more music before we get into more categories. The next song we're going to be hearing is Christ Child Lullaby, performed by Amanda Leo, from the group Maggie and the Tinker, from An Uncommon Christmas. Now, if Maggie and the Tinker sounds familiar, Brian Leo is the Tinker, so this is his daughter, Amanda, who performs with him in the group Maggie and the Tinker. Find out more about them on Facebook/Maggie and the Tinker.
My love, my pride, my treasure all, my wonder new and pleasure all, my sun, my beauty ever new. Who am I to bear you here? Of talk and tale am I, the cause of greatest fame am I, the cause of proudest care on high, to have for mine the King of all. Alleluia, Alleluia. To a manger stall, when at your feet they all should fall and glorify my child the King. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Shone a star above three kings to guide them to the King of Kings. They held you in their humble arms and knelt before you until dawn. They gave you myrrh, they gave you gold, incense and gifts untold. They traveled for these gifts to bring and kneel before their newborn King. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Boys,
look, the King Lear's daughter's a grown, he's reached his years, and the trap that evil lays about will take his life and snuff it out.
Hey, up, boys! Hey, up, boys!
His daughter's three, gonna rule the eldest of the tree. Reagan is evil as the first, Cordelia caught up in the curse.
Hey, up, boys!
Hey, up, boys!
She walks in light. She could never lie, Cordelia love, too bad, she has to die. Hey, up, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Hey up, boys.
The high and the bad, from father to daughter, good to bad.
The reflex often misses the mark, enlightening the bite instead of the bark. Hey up, boys. Old King Lear was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his daughters three. Hey, ya boys,
King Lear, bar the door and pass the beer. There's a storm outside, and the end is near, for the madman known as Good King Lear.
Hey, ya boys, Good King Lear, bar the door and pass the beer. There's a storm outside, and the end is near, for the madman known as Good King Lear. Hey, up, boys, bar the door and pass the beer. There's a storm outside, and the end is near, for the madman known as Good King Lear.
You were just listening to King Lear, an unreleased recording by Dogs and Doublets from the show of the same name. I'm Bob Brinkman, and welcome to From the Archives, the segment of the show where we play music by artists who are no longer touring or who are no longer with us. Dogs and Doublets toured Northern California for quite a while, with a lineup that would range anywhere from 3 members to 16, and they put up quite an impressive wall of sound. Traditionally, they would perform a new musical every year, so as opposed to just going up and performing a set list, you would get a full musical show like King Lear, Jack the Giant Slayer, The True History of Anne Bonny and Mary Read, and these shows were spectacular. Not just musically tight, but great fun as well. And so, Dogs and Doublets and other similar groups like the Starkravens are certainly missed. That being said, despite the fact they normally did musical theater, they were also very capable when it came to doing traditional music at fairs, and we're going to leave you with an example of that. Dogs and Doublets, another unreleased recording, The Prickle Holly Bush. Enjoy.
Slack your horse, cries George, come slack him for a while. I think I see my sister dear riding over yonder stile. Did you bring gold? Did you bring silver to set me free? Or to save my body from the cold jail wall and my neck from a high gallows tree? I've no gold, I've no silver to set you free, for I have come to see thee hanging from the high gallows tree. Oh, the prickle holly bush, it pricks my heart full of sorrow. If I ever get out of the prickle holly bush, I'm never going there no more. Come slack your horse, cries George, come slack him for a while. I think I see my father here riding over yonder stile. Did you bring gold? Did you bring silver to set me free? Want to save my body from a cold jail wall and my neck from a high gallows tree? I've no gold, I've no silver to set you free, for I have come to see thee hanging from a high gallows tree. Oh, the prickle holly bush, it pricks my heart full of sorrow. If I ever get out of the prickle holly bush, I'm never going there no more. Come slack him for a while. I think
to see me hang, hanging from a high yellow tree. Oh, the prickle holly bush, it tricks, tricks my heart full of sorrow. And now that I'm out of the prickle holly bush, I never go there no more.
When I was a young maid, about 17, I enlisted in the Navy for to serve the Queen. I enlisted in the Navy, a sailor not to stand, for to hear the cannons rattling and the music so grand. The music so grand, the music so grand, for to hear the cannons rattling and the music so grand. The captain who enlisted me was a tall and handsome man. He said, "You'll make a sailor, so come along, my man." My waist being long and slender, my fingers long and thin, and the very things they learned me, I soon exceeded them. I soon exceeded them. I soon exceeded them. And the very things they learned me, I soon exceeded them. They sent me to bunk and they sent me to bed. To lie among the sailors I never was afraid. But taking off my blue coat, it oft-times made me smile, for to think I was a sailor and a maiden all the while. A maiden all the while, a maiden all the while, for to think I was a sailor and a maiden all the while. They sent me to London for to guard the tower, and I thought that I should be there till my very dying hour. But a lady fell in love with me, I told her I was a maid, and she went unto the captain, and my secret she betrayed. My secret she betrayed, my secret she betrayed, and she went unto the captain, and my secret she betrayed. The captain came up to me to ask if this was so. Oh, I dared not, I dared not, I dared not say no. It's a pity we should lose you, such a sailor that you made. It's a pity we should lose you, such a handsome young maid. A handsome young maid, a handsome young maid. It's a pity we should lose you, such a handsome young maid. So farewell, my captain, you've been so kind to me, and likewise to my shipmates, I'm sad to part with thee. But if ever the Navy needs a lad, a sailor I'll remain. I'll put on my cap and feathers, and I'll run the rigging again. I will run the rigging again. I'll run the rigging again. I'll put on my cap and feathers, and I'll run the rigging again. I will run the rigging again. I'll run the rigging again. I'll put on my cap and feathers, and I'll run the rigging again.
That last song that you just heard was When I Was a Fair Maid, performed by Susan Sikos from the Rambling Sailors on the album Wanderlust. Find out more on facebook.com/ramblingsailors. This month, we'd also like to give special thanks to some of our patrons. We want to specifically acknowledge Gary Clark, Mark Gunn, Ryan Tadlock, Jesse Linder Proces, and Elizabeth Thomas. Thanks for your support. Up next, we have Comedy Stage Act. For number 3, Cirque du Soir. Number 2, Mooney the Magnificent. And the most popular comedy stage act this year, Washing Well Wenches. In the category of demonstrations, number 3, Tricks of Light. Number 2, Aaron Bonk. And our most popular demonstration group this year, Brotherhood of Steel Incorporated. Next up is Combat and Sword Shows. In third place, Bodily Harm. Second place, Duelist Academy. Our most popular combat and sword show of the year, The Swordsman, Dirk and Guido.
Good morning, Douglas Muma here. I play Dirk Perfect in The Swordsman. And I want to thank you, dear voters, for choosing Dirk and Guido, The Swordsman, as your favorite stage combat show at a Renaissance fair. It's a thrill. Thank you so much, guys. We love bringing you the show. And as we enter our 28th year, our goal is to continue to upgrade the show, bring you more exciting fights, and do what we've always done for you guys, which is try to keep it real fake out there. We know you have enough reality. Our job is to bring you something fun and different from your normal days. And boy, we appreciate your loyalty. Thank you for voting for Dirk and Guido, and it's one of the joys of my life working with David, bringing you this show. We'll see you in 2018, my dear, so happy new year, and again, thank you so much.
If you're liking the music, but you'd like to hear something a little bit more body, you can also check out our body version of the show at renbody.com. That's RENBAWDY.com. Or on iTunes, Gplay, wherever you find your podcasts. The next song you are going to hear is The Celt Came Back, performed by Lee Agnew from Sounds from the Village of Carlisle.
Tried and he tried to put him to the test. He sent him with a knight who was going on a quest. But the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, 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 hey. On sight, so he loaded up his cannon with powder to the sight. He waited and he waited for that bard to come around. Itty bitty pieces of the castle's all they found. And the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, 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 hey. High in a balloon, he asked him for to take him to the man up in the moon. The balloon came down about 90 leagues away. Where that wizard is now, well, I cannot say. But the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, 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 hey. With a 10-shilling note, take him to the lake, take him out on a boat. They tied a rock around his neck, it must have weighed 10 stone. Now they drank the shoreline, because the boat came back alone. And the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, away, away. Across the sea, he locked him in a trunk and threw away the key. A storm came up, it swept the ship away. If anyone survived, we can only pray. And the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, 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 hey. For a pell, he said, beat him soundly, I want to hear him yell. The knight put on his armor and sharpened up his sword, but nobody has since heard from that knightly lord. But the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, 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 hey. Well, he tied him up with rope and threw him in a bog. He called out all the huntsmen who brought along their dogs. They chased him all night long until the night turned into day. But nobody was left who had survived the awful fray. Still the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, 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 hey. Well, Greek fire fell just the other day. Lightning from the skies in a similar way. Egypt, Greece, Samaria, Rome all have gone away. The entire ancient world is lying in decay. But the Celts came back the very next day. The Celts came back. They thought that they were goners, but the Celts came back. They just wouldn't stay away.
Fugly here. I'm standing here with Fagin, and he's going to tell us his most interesting story from Fair, or at least the funniest he can think of right now.
About an hour ago, we were starting the noon dance show at OKRF, and during the noon dance show, we have a set of demonstration dances that the dancers perform. And immediately after the lilt, the dancers all congregated at the end of the field and lined up for their first dance, which was supposed to be Jenny Pluck Pears. The musicians, becoming inundated by the immense humidity and heat, began playing the next song in the set, which was Falling Walls of Limerick. So the dancers began dancing and the players were playing, and when we got to the part in Jenny Pluck Pears where the music changes tempo, the music didn't change, but the dancers just kept right on going with the dances they knew, so they had to count through the rest of it because the dance didn't actually line up with the music that we were playing. We got lots of very interesting looks from the dancers about that point in the song. They were like, this was not what they were expecting to have happen.
For Harry, a war in the no kill and go jime. Dula mana pinya, we do la mana quella. Dula mana pinya, we do la mana quella. Raham which on your heads on Dula mana quella. Can a misha broga heads on Dula mana quella. Dula mana pinya, we do la mana quella. Dula mana pinya, we do la mana quella. To bear it, August truth said, and do la mana quella. Pera broga do a head, and do la mana quella. Mana pinya pui tu la mana quella, tu la mana pinya pui tu la mana quella, tu la mana pinya pui tu la mana cheva, tu la mana paragus tu la mana checi, tu la mana pinya pui tu la mana quella, tu la mana pinya pui tu la mana quella. For Harry, a war in the no cumara lingo jime. Do la mana pinya, we do la mana.
last song was Dulamon, performed by Nancy Daly Green from Delia's Hearth. Find out more at facebook.com/Nancy Daly Green. All right, time for some more rewards. The next category we have is Dance Stage Show. Number 3 is Chuvani. Number 2, Hips of Destruction. And our most popular dance stage show of the year was Roses of the Realm. Next up is Body Stage Shows. Number 3, Arthur Greenleaf Holmes. Number 2, Drunk and Sailor. And our most popular body stage show of the year, The Naughty Nauticals. And our last category before we get to some more music is the category of New Fairs. In third place, the Modesto Celtic and Renaissance Fair in California. In second place, the Appalachian Renaissance Festival in Tennessee. And our most popular new fair of this last year was Sparta, New Jersey Renaissance Festival. Now we still have 7 categories left, and these are going to be the most popular fairs by a region. So stay tuned for those coming up. We'll do half of them after this next bit of music. Our next song is Grania, featuring Susie Matthews of Queen's Gambit, from the album Pawn to King 4. Find out more on Facebook.
No! Release him, I say! Send him off without delay! Let him scurry to Elizabeth for tea! But to prove this day occurred with his blood, write best these words: I am free! Are ye? I am Grania, new Alabi, where me Tudor clan, with the Galway Tiplant, she is mine! Warn your sailors of the fiend, call the Irish pirate queen, they'll dine tonight on cannibals and brine! Oh, you might call me Grace O'Malley, your graceless English tongue, Nusas nach am I, gods be praised! And I'll sail my caravel to the very gates of hell, the Lord of British lords for Satan's place! When a fat and sassy prey hoves in sight across Clue Bay, like a fisherman I harvest from the sea, be it spices, gold, or wine, all I take is all I find. The sharks can feed on those who disagree. But you dare to claim our land with your laws and your demands. You smite us as a galley smite the bomb. Know your place, my lady best. Who are you to dispossess Irish chieftains from their father's father's palms? For I am Grania new Alabi, wear me to her clan. West of Galway's Atlantic, she is mine. Warn your sailors of the fiend, called the Irish pirate queen. They'll dine tonight on cannibals and brine. Oh, you might call me Grace O'Malley, your graceless English tongue. No sus nak am I, gods be praised. And I'll sail my caravel to the very gates of hell. The Lord of British lords for Satan's place. There's no merchant passes clear that I haven't taught to share. And I've much to teach invaders you may send. You may claim this island green, but in Connacht I am queen. 500 years of freedom to defend. You did not earn your crown, but be born to one renown. But the Blacklist daughter's sword commands the sea. With O'Lees, with McMahon's, and with Flaherty's I stand. And I'm waiting for your best. Challenge me! For I am Grania new Alabi, wear me to the clan. West of Galway's Atlantic, she is mine. Warn your sailors of the fiend, call the Irish pirate queen. They'll dine tonight on cannonballs and brine. Oh, you might call me Grace O'Malley, your graceless English tongue. No sus nak am I, gods be praised. And I'll sail my caravel to the very gates of hell. The Lord of British lords for Satan's clan.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She was once a
true love of mine.
Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Without any seam or fine needlework, then she'll be a true love of mine.
Tell him to find me an acre of land,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Last song was Scarborough Fair, performed by Fair to Midland from Kilts, Celts, and Kippers. Find out more about Fair to Midland at fiddlersfancy.com. And now we have our first half of the regional categories for Renaissance Festival. Starting off in the far west, in third place, the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair. In second place, the Northern California Renaissance Fair. And our most popular fair in the far west region, the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. Next up is the Great Lakes region. In third place, we have Ohio Renaissance Festival. Second place, the Michigan Renaissance Festival. And our most popular festival in the Great Lakes region this year was Bristol Renaissance Fair. And now the Southeast region. For number three, Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Number two, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. And the most popular Renaissance Festival in the Southeast region this year was the Carolina Renaissance Festival. And now for the Southwest region. At number 3, we have Oklahoma Renaissance Festival. At number 2, the Arizona Renaissance Festival. And the most popular festival last year in the Southwest region was the Texas Renaissance Festival. And we'll bring you the last few categories right after some more music. The next song we're going to play is Amoroso, performed by Sarah Marie Mullen from the Wild Woods. Find out more at sarahmariemullen.com. Right now, the patrons of the podcast are listening to One I Love, performed by Queen Anne's Lace from Fair to Stormy Weather, Spanish Ladies, performed by The Other Woman from I Want You for Fun and Frivolity and Then I'll Give You Back, Mandy, performed by Bethany McLear from The Eye of the Storm, News Frey Moidart, performed by Zoe Alexander from Bard Song, Star of the County Down, performed by Kathleen Johnson from Fair Music, Mrs. McGraw, performed by Chase Treasure from the album Treasure, Oh Whistle and I'll Come to Ye, performed by Lady Prudence from All's Fair, and Endearing Young Charms, performed by Hey Nunny Nunny from their self-titled album Hey Nunny Nunny. And if you are keeping count, we have expanded the number of songs that the patrons of the podcast are listening to because we actually hit one of our goals. Thank you for helping us to fund that and make the show possible. It's all volunteer work on our side, and all the money goes right back into the show. So we are able to bring you even more music. If you're interested in becoming a patron of the show, check out the website for more information.
I wish I was on yonder hill. 'Tis there I'd sit and cry my fill, till every tear would turn a mill. It's good will to my warning slot. Shoo, 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 laroon. Sugar, sucker, agge, sugar, cure. Sugar, doris, agge, silly lump. It's good day to my warning slot. His hair was black, his eyes were blue, his arm was stout, his word was true. I wish in my heart I was still with you. I'll sell my rack, I'll sell my reel, I'll sell my only spinning wheel to buy my love a sword of steel. It's good will to my warning slot.
Shoo, 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 laroon. Sugar, sucker, agge, sugar, cure. Sugar, doris, agge, silly lump. It's good day to my warning slot.
King James was forced to flee, the wild geese spread their wings to sea, and bore my love away from me. I wish my love would return from France, his fame and fortune there advanced. If we meet again, it will be by chance. It's good will to my warning slot.
Shoo, 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 laroon. Sugar, sucker, agge, sugar, cure. Sugar, doris, agge, silly lump. It's good day to my warning slot.
I wish in vain. I wish I had my heart again, and vainly think I'd not complain. I'll dye my petticoats, I'll dye them red. Around the world I'll beg my bread to find my love alive or dead. It's good will to my warning slot.
Shoo, 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 laroon. Sugar, sucker, agge, sugar, cure. Sugar, doris, agge, silly lump. It's good day to my warning slot. Shoo, 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 laroon. Sugar, sucker, agge, sugar. Sugar, sucker, agge, sugar, cure. Sugar, doris, agge, silly lump.
is good day to a warning sloth.
Is good day to a warning sloth.
Is good day to a warning sloth.
That last song that you just heard was Shularoon, performed by Abby Green from Why Should I? Find out more about Abby Green at abbygreen.com. A heartfelt thanks to our friends of the podcast, Craig Wallerstein, Elizabeth Burkholder, Hank Woodward, Jody, Kurt Mueller, Mari Vopio, and Ron Lankford. Thank you so much for your support. All right, it's time for the last four categories. Here we go. For the Rocky Mountain region, we actually have a tie for second place. Second place this year goes to both the Utah Midsummer Renaissance Fair and the Festival of Fairy. And our first place, most popular festival for the Rocky Mountain regions last year was Colorado Renaissance Festival. Next up is the Mideast region. At number three, we have Sterling Renaissance Festival. Number two, Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. And our most popular festival in the Mideast region last year was the New York Renaissance Fair. And now for New England. In third place, we have Midsummer Fantasy Renaissance Fair. Second place, King Richard's Renaissance Fair. And our most popular festival last year from the New England region was the Connecticut Renaissance Fair. And our last category for the year is the Plains region. At number three, we have the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. Number two, the St. Louis Renaissance Fair. And our most popular fair in the Plains region last year was the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Congratulations to all the winners out there, all the people who placed, all the people who participated. It was an amazing and overwhelming response, and so cool to see all of the recognition that everyone was getting. So congratulations to all of you. And we are coming up to the end of the show, but don't head out just yet because we have at least one more song for you. But before we go, how are we doing? Is there a song or performer that you would like to hear on the show? Do you have comments and suggestions? Email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Call or text 478-CASTLES, that is 478-227-8537, and drop us a line and tell us what you think. You can also find me on Twitter, at MattLedder, that's MattLedder. So thanks again to making it another fantastic, overwhelmingly positive year. I can't wait for next year, and it was just very wonderful to see everybody out there doing such a good job in, you know, telling other people how great they thought the performers, then the artists, and the people that make these Renaissance festivals work are. It's one of my favorite parts of the year, is being able to recognize some of the people, just a few of the amazing people in our community that make these festivals possible. So here's to another great year, and we will be heading out today with The Way Old Friends Do, performed by Brian Leo from Tinker Live, the house concert album. Find out more about Brian Leo at tinkersings.com. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you in the lanes.
You and I can share the silence, finding comfort together the way old friends do. After fights and words of violence, we make up with each other the way old friends do. Times of joy and times of sorrow, we will always see it through. Oh, I don't care what comes tomorrow, we can face it together the way old friends do.
Just you.
Each other the way old friends do. Times of joy and times of sorrow, we will always see it through.
comes tomorrow, we can face it together the way old friends do. We can face it together the way old friends do.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
Now we've come to the end of our podcast, and you know nothing good ever lasts. And if you think we made no mistakes, that is why we have these outtakes.
I'll never get that right.
Find out more about her at dianelynn.bandcamp. Find out more about her at dianelynn.bandcamp.com. And our top jousting troupe of the year is the Jousters. Probably here, however you're listening now, you could find it there too. Yes. That last song that you just heard was Bonnie Portmore, performed by Kathleen Mullally Messino. Let's try that again. That last song was Bonnie Portmore featuring Kathleen Mullally. It's a lot of L's. That last song was Bonnie Portmore featuring Kathleen Mullally Messino of Three Pints Gone from the album It's About Bloody Time. Find out more about that group at threepintsgone.com. And the most popular festival in the Southeast... And the most popular Renaissance festival in the Southeast region this year was Nieuws Vrijmoedart, performed by Zoe Alexander. Nieuws Vrijmoedart, performed by Zoe Alexander from Bard Song.